when I was in college, I had read a lot of stuff about the value of the human mind. And that, you know, I didn't have to bow down before anybody. Well, what I wanted was I didn't want anybody to tell me what to do. So I pushed that out of my life, and I spent 10 years that way. So when I got here, I was able to say, well, I trust the big book. You know, this is my friend. And I trusted my sponsor halfway. I trusted the whole AA. Work for you. I wasn't too sure if it would work all the way for me. But God was another matter. And I'd go to meetings and I'd hear people talking about everything God did for them, and I'd just really get upset about that. And there was one meeting I went to that Dan was at where I just talked about it in the meeting. And I said, you know, I'm tired of hearing all this stuff. You know, you got to do it for yourself. After the meeting, Dan came up to me and he said something to the effect of, keep coming back. Yeah. And he said it in a way I didn't like. Like maybe I was going to get like them, and I didn't want to do that. The first thing that made sense to me was that the bottle was my higher power. I was starting to see that. And so if that could be my higher power, then I could get another one, and it could be either the big book, or it could be AA, or it could be my sponsor for a while if I chose it to be. And that's kind of the way I worked it. She said that I could work on step 2 and 3 and not be too concerned about G-O-D, you know, that I could replace the these and thous in the big book with yous and yours, and that I just didn't have to slot myself into that role, but that I could still get the value from the steps. And she pointed out that it says in the book that the third step, once I take it, is just a decision. But it doesn't have any permanent effect unless I follow it up at once with the rest of the steps. And that if I wanted to keep what I'd gotten so far, that's what I was going to have to do. Somehow I had gotten the conviction that this was my last chance. I had started to see how dishonest I'd been with myself. And it was like a miracle I can see now that I could know that it was my last chance to be honest with my sponsor and then with me. So in writing my resentments and my bad feelings and the pickles that I got myself into and going to her, as embarrassing as it was, as humiliating as it was sometimes, especially when I do things 3, 4, and 5 times and not learn my lesson, I was convinced that that was my only way out. And I think it was. People talk about, keep coming back, everything's going to get better. Well, the first 6 months I was sober, everything got worse. Everything I was most afraid of happened. My husband drank more, he took off, he left. My kids were screwed up. I had 2 sons that were about, 6 and 9, I think, at the time. My company I was working for went bankrupt. So all the things I was most afraid of happened to me. And this was right about July of 75. I was sober